Okay. All right, wonderful. All right, so we're going to pick it up right where we left off on Mem Hei. Okay, so the last point that we were discussing was the question of whether, in the laws of agriculture, when you have the matnos aniyim, we talked about the idea that there's laket shuchacha and peya, things that are forgotten. And the question is, if you have, let's say, a grain on top of a grain, in halacha, generally, we say min bimino eno batel, that but when you have two things of the same kind, one cannot occlude upon the other. So it seems like a far-reaching comparison, but the point is that when you had the body that may have been on top of another body in the situation of Eglarufa, what were we going to say about that? So this is towards the top of Mem Hei on the base. Let's say, let's start with three lines from the top. A drop of review, but then we'll be all set. So Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Shneim Einan Shechacha, Hatachta Mipnei Shehu Tamun, the one that's on the bottom is considered to be tamun, hidden, and therefore it's not shechacha, which has to be in the open. Ve'alyon mibnei shu'tzaf. The top one is considered as if it were like floating. So savru adahani tanai k'rab Yehuda sviru lehu, da'amar b'sada, right, v'shachachta omer b'sada, it must be in the field, to the exclusion of something which is hidden. That doesn't count as shechacha, that doesn't belong to the poor person, that is retained by the Baal Habayis, prat l'tamun. So my love, it's exactly the machlokas we were talking about, that if it's occluded by another piece of grain, it is or is not, depending on your perspective, considered hidden low. So this goes back to the previous dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan ki Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ki Rabbi Yehuda. And we can align them in that fashion. So Yehachi ma'ir yagabe chavero. Afilu be'afar v'tzor nami. Then who cares if it's on top of another piece of grain? Even if we're talking about something which is in the dust or covered in shards, so that should also be the case. Gemara says you're right. Anachanami l'dicha kochad Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar afilu min b'mino hevi tamun. But we wanted to teach us a much bigger chiddush that when it comes to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is such that min b'mino is still considered tamun. Right, Rabbi Yehuda in general is the one who says min bemino eno batel, that it just diffuses. And nonetheless, in this case, very fascinating idea that Rabbi Yehuda is of the view that min bemino, one piece of grain on top of another piece of grain, is still considered to be tamun, is still considered to be hidden. We don't look at it as just, you know, grain which is out in the open. So Tana Rabbanan chalal velo chaduk, not strangled, chalal velo mefarfer. Right, this is a very grisly form of a violent death, sectored. Be'adama velo tamun begal, it shouldn't be hidden underneath stones. No fell velo taloi be'ilan, as opposed to a dead body that was thrown up in a tree. Basada velo tzaf al pnei hamayim, it should be in the field and not floating along a body of water. So Blazer Omer, bechulanim hayachalal orfin, he says, in any case, if it's dead, we go through the process of egla rufa. So Tanya Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Amelo, Rabbi Blazer, Yatamoda, Shim Hayachanuk, if it was strangled, the Mutal Ba'ashba, Shein Orphan. So Alma, Chalo, Velo Chanuk, Hachanami, Be'adama, Velo Taman Begal, Nofel, Velo Taloi Be'ilan, Besada, Velo Tzaf, Agabe Mayim. Rabbi Blazer, Chalo Yeserik Siv. So he says, no, when the Torah comes back and says Chalal, in additional time, that means any way that you find a dead body. We don't really care what the circumstances of the position of the body is. So nimta samachosvar o leir shiruba of the kochavim dechsev. The pasuk says ki matze prat lematzoi, as opposed to situation egla rufa by its very definition, like sota itself is meant to be very rare. So unfortunately, if it's in an area which is on the boundary between Israel and, you know, non-Jewish states, or a city which is mostly ovdei kochavim, and again you have to remember that in those days the pagans had an extremely violent culture. You have to be honest about that. The culture was a brutal culture. It wasn't a culture that was built around the idea of Tzelem Elokim. It was a culture that was built around the idea of nihilism, power. Very barbaric. And so,
Moloch, they did something like that.
Right, the Ramban is of the view that human sacrifice was prevalent in those, in those cultures, that Moloch is a form of human sacrifice. Right? Very, very, very brutal. Their pagan rites were, right, when we talk about paganism, it's not only a theology, it's a lifestyle, right? That's exactly right. So it's problem out. So egla rufa, this is the first major important point of the day. It has to be rare. Okay? Oli ir shein v'bezdin, tabi'ita zikne ir v'leka. Remember, the whole idea is that society stops when there's, you know, one murder is enough to stop a society. That's why we drag out the bezdin from Yerushalayim. So ein modedin al ir, pshita came in the town of the ir, shein v'bezdin on the adana day, ein modedin al ir sheyesh v'bezdin. So when you find a dead body in the field in the closest city, let's say, it doesn't have a bezdin, so you go over to the next city with a bezdin, as if to say, wherever the closest rabbinical authorities were, they're the ones who are responsible for society. So nimtza, So Blazer says if it's exactly equidistant between two cities, both of them are going to have to bring an egla rufa. In Yerushalayim, mevia egla rufa. You can never have it in Yerushalayim itself. Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim wasn't proprietary to any tribe, even though, of course, geographically, it's at the boundary of Binyamin and Yehuda. Nimtza rosha makom echad v'gufo makom acher maluchin arosh etzal guf devir Blazer. Rabbi Kiva Omer HaGuf Eitzel HaRosh. So there's a dispute about whether the Rosh or the Guf is going to be the dispositive element in terms of where you measure from. Me'ayin HaYimodidin, Rabbi Lazar Omer Mitiburo, from the middle section, the abdomen. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mechotmo, from the nose. Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov Omer Makom Shenasa Chalal, from the place where a person is normally a Chalal, which is decapitated, Mitzavaro, from the neck. So my time with Rabbi Lazar Kasavar, Efshel Etzamtem, Krova V'Afilu Krova, so Rabbi Lazar maintained that we could be mathematically precise, and it could be exactly 2.16 miles from each of the two cities. Ve'en Yerushalayim v'hi ha'egla rufa, damakra l'rishta, v'kasavri Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Right, Yerushalayim, as we pointed out, was not proprietary to any tribe. Nimtza rosha v'makom, ma'i kamifugli, ilim alin in medida kamifugli, ha'miktani seifa me'ayin ha'yimodin, and miklal d'resha lo b'medina askinam. We're not talking about medida, we're not talking about measurement. So Yitzchak makes mitzvah kana mekomo kamiflugi. Where do you bury the dead body if the head is severed from the body? V'hachi kamar l'kovro kana mekomo. V'heichad nimtza rosho b'makom echad. V'gufo b'makom acher malichin harosh etzal guf deru blasa. Rabbi Kiva Omer haguf etzal harosh. This is a practical issue in terms of where you bury it. So the body is brought to where the head was. My kamiflugi. This is a practical issue. Mar sever gufe b'doch le'navil nafil. Reisha denadi v'nafil, or marasav reisha echad denafil nafil gufa who derived v'azel. Rabbi Kiva's view is basically the following: that the head falls down where the person died, and then the body would have rolled a little bit from there. So we assume that the place of death, a meis mitzvah, is kona mekomo, is actually where the head was found. So basically, the principle that's being established here by meis mitzvah is the principle that the place of death, the locale of death, is the place that we're interested in. In terms of burial itself, so going on from there, the next clause in the Mishnah was how do we measure? Me'ayin hayimodin de ma'akamifugi marasaver ikar chiyusa ba'ape umarasaver ikar chiyusa betibure. That the locus of life, as it were. Le'maki hani tanai me'echan avla notzar me'rosha v'chein omer me'imi atagozi ve'omer gizi nizrecha v'yashlich yabashal omer me'tiburo. So apparently the conception of neonatal development to follow the similar lines, whether you think it's from the head or you think it's from the abdomen. So if you say Mabashal ad kan lo kamar bashal al inin yitzira d'chi mitzar v'lad mibtziyase mitzar aval in chiyusi choyama ba'ape hu d'chsiv kolasher nishmas ruach chayim ba'apa. Very, very fascinating idea that as far as, you know, a living, whatever you think neonatal development is like, as far as, you know, where the life force is, it's in the nose, so to speak. And that's an important idea. I'm not going to get into it right now, but in terms of determining death, how do you determine that somebody is dead is a major debate, and maybe itself a suffix in Jewish law, whether it's, you know, what they call cardiac or respiratory death, what they call brain death. So those are different perspectives that we have here. So Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Omer Makom Shenasa Chalal Mitzavar, my time to Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Kidichsiv, that's a view that associates the neck with the death. Okay, so Mishnah says, Nifter Zikner Yerushalayim, they go back. And again, it's an amazing thing that one death stop society in its tracks, and you have to involve the greatest gedolim. You know, imagine there's a death somewhere, and you get Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Aaron Cutler, the Rav, and they all have to show up. You know, and it's a statement about how much we value human life. Nifter Ziknei Yerushalayim Halchu Lahen Ziknei Osayim Revi'in Eglas Bakar Asher Lo Mashcha Ba'ol Ve'Ena Mum Bosol Ba Meridin Osol Nachal Etan Etan Kimashmo Kasha. So it's a very, it's not arable land. It's not ma'akev. You take a meat cleaver and you sector off the head of the egla, the cow. It has to be within the first year of life. When back on Mekoma, you can't work in that place. So you're allowed to lay out flax because that's not considered agricultural work, and you're also able to do, you know, quarry based work there, but you can't do agricultural work. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, very famously says, "V'chi al datenu also shezikni bezdin shovchei damim." Ella shalobal yadenu petrunu velorinu v'nyachnuu. We didn't, you know, this person didn't come into our space and we disregarded him. So again, I just have to make the point in the most explicit possible terms that what we're saying here is that the Zakenim have a responsibility to establish a culture within the city, culture of chesed. And the idea that somebody could have been a guest in the town and sent off on his way without proper provisions is something that the Zakenim have to answer for. We're not saying that they killed anybody. And the Kohanim say, let this be an expiation. The Ramban writes very powerfully about the idea of the Egla Rufa as a form of carbon that's brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So lo yutzrichim omar v'nikaper lahem adam, ela ruach ha-kodesh mivasrasan, imasai shetasu kacha, hadam miskaper lahem. Whenever you do this, right, the dam will be a kapara. So hey mum posel be egla mikal v'chomer. So we think that the egla rufa should be like regular kachim, sensitive to mumin, and we could even draw a kal v'chomer from the paraduma. Paraduma shein hashanim poslos ba could be of any age. Mum posel ba, we know asherin ba mum for the paraduma. And again, the paraduma and egla rufa are natural comparisons because those are two of the three karbanos hanasos bachot. So egla sheshanim posos ba, and odin sheyimun posol ba. So egla rufa, which is more sensitive at a certain level, right? Egla rufa is sensitive already to years, so certainly it should be sensitive to blemishes. So mun posol ba, so it should be a kal v'chomer. So shani hasam namakra sherein bambam, it's gzeres akasav, ba mun posol, ve'en mun posol ba'egla. So elamayata lo yushar avodos posos ba, alam rabbi yudha marav, hiniach ala oda shol sakit, if you just leave something on top of it, psula over egla ad shetimshoch. Right, when it comes to the egla rufa, once it actually pulls a plow, so shani para di alfinan ol me egla. So egla nami tesi ol me para. So we should learn from para duma the higher standard that even putting, you know, using it as a resting place for like a bag will invalidate an animal for being a para duma. Imagine you find an actual red cow and you invalidate it because some fool puts his bag on it. You know. That will be and uses it in that fashion. That would be a really embarrassing situation. Okay, so why don't we learn in the other direction? So Hamid Rachmana Ba, the Torah has an exclusionary term, Ba, it's unique to Parjim Ba. Eglanamik Siv Ba. So Hamid Baile Lemute Kachim, to the Pasla Bhu Avoda, right? That if you have an animal that did plenty of work and then you decide you wanted to turn it into a carbon, nothing wrong with that. So Akataita Chamina Lesi Bekavachom Me Egla, Ma Egla Shin Mum Posal Ba. Avoda poselas ba kadshim shemun poselas ben in adin she avoda poselas ben siklam mifrach mala egla shekain shanim poselas ba. So atu kadshim ileka de pasibu shanim. When it comes to kadshim, is there no question of shanim? So kitzrich kra lahanach kadshim de pasla bahu shanim. Vikadshim de lo pasla bahu avoda mihacha nafka mihasa nafka. We learned it from explicit psukim in Parashas Emor, which says averes o shavur o charutz o yabelas o garav o yalefes, a blind animal, a broken animal. It has certain dermatological problems. Lo sakriv el Hashem, ela yatamakriv el tamakriv kachim shenevda mehnavoda. So it says itzrich zakadai techamina hani milehecha daavad ben avodas heter aval avodos iser emalitzur. Maybe it only refers to forbidden kinds of work, okay? Like, let's say, lo sachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachdav, so tzricha. V'anami mihachanafka, don't we know that? Miyad ben echar, lo sakribu es lechem lechem mikol eila, That work itself is not the problem. So it's still we need it. It's one thing if you do work within the chulin, but let's say you make the mistake and it's a serious error of taking an animal which was consecrated and doing work with it. It's not, it was an isser, it's an isser me'ila, but you haven't invalidated it as a korban, so it's tzricha. So kufam Rav Yehuda Merav, hiniachala oda shel sakin psula, the para aduma is invalidated even if you use it not for real work, just to put something on it, a small bag, uva egla chetim shel chamesve. Ol inli ala ol, right, it can't carry a yoke, sharavodos v'nayna marta kavachom ma egla shein mum posel ba, sharavodos posels ba, para shein mum posel ba, it's a higher sensitivity, and odin shen sharavodos posen ba, v'im nash chalomar, nemar kan ol, v'nemar lahalan ol, ma lahalan sharavodos posels ba, afkan sharavodos posels. Okay, so we're going to extend from para aduma to egla rufa that it can't be used for other avodos. So mayim nash chalomar, what does that mean? You might have said, well, Egla Rufa should have the higher standard, because Egla Rufa has to be within the first year of life. So, therefore, it should have the higher standard of Avoda as a posel. So maybe you'll say that Kachim will prove it. So you'd say, well, we already have a model, we already have a paradigm for the idea that an animal could be brought as a korban, which is sensitive to mumin. Kachim, if they have a mum, can't be brought as a korban. But if they were used for work, it's not an invalidating factor. So nemar kan a'ol, nemar lahalan ol, ma'lahalan sharavodos, afkan sharavodos. So milkom shabbos, ma'lahalan adjatim shoch, afkan adjatim shoch. Maybe we'll say that the paraduma only comes invalidated once it actually pulls a yoke. T'nahi de'ika de'maisi la me'egla, and we could demise la migufa de para. The Tanya ol in the ala ol, sharavodos minayin tamadomar, sharlo ala ol, mikol makom. Any circumstances. Imken matamadomar ol, ol posel, ben bishasavoda, ben bishlo bishasavoda. If you put a yoke on it, that's it. Sharavodos ain poslos, ella bishasavoda. Any other work is invalidating once you've done the work, as opposed to just putting on a yoke itself is invalidating when it comes to the paraduma. Ve'ema sharlo alaha. Klal, that's a general term. Ol is a prat. Klal prat in bechlal. Elamasha bifrat. Maybe we'll say that when you have a general term and then a specific term, the limits of the general category are what's determined in the specific category. So ol in midi acharino lo. So we would say only putting on a yoke is a problem, but anything else is not a problem. So asher ribuyehu. Then asher lo alala ol establishes that even if you put like a bag on it is invalidating. So tani nami gabi egla ki aygavna oli einli ala ol sharavodos minayin tamlam asher lo ubadba mikol makom ken matamlam ro ol posel ben bishas avoda ben shelo bishas avoda sharavodos ein poslos ela bisharavodos ve'ema asher lo ubadba klal ol prat klal prat in bechala mashav prat ol in midiach min alo asher ribuyahu. So again, what's yotze l'or from all of this is that things have their own specific dynamic. So when it comes to, let's say, paraduma, we're sensitive to mumin, we're sensitive to avoda, and we're sensitive to, you know, even putting on a yoke, but it could be any age. Egla rufa, it's a little different. Egla rufa, we're sensitive to age. Egla rufa, we're sensitive to work, even though we have a little bit of a more liberal definition of work. In that case, it has to actually pull with the yoke, asher lo ubad ba. But we don't really care about mumin. When it comes to kachim, we care about mumin. Sometimes we care about age. We don't care at all about avoda. So again, it exists in this kind of a triad. And it's a very fascinating topic. When we get to the world, when we get to, you know, Seder Kachim, we'll have a much deeper relationship with all of these things. But for now, you know, it's a very, very beautiful idea. So, Amar Valyu Bali Minei Rabbi Yochanan Mishichas Ol Bechama. So how much is an ol? What does it mean to pull a yoke? So Amar Lei Kimlo Ol. So Ibailu L'Orko L'Rachba. What are we talking about? Amar Lo Halmei Rabban Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. We're talking about a rochav of a tefach. The hands, okay? That's the definition. So this teaches us good business law, that if you're involved in transactions, right, a standard ol, if you go to Home Depot, you should expect a yoke of a tefach at least. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shalom, Neimar Torah, Hevi Egla Benachal. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yavar Davar Shelo Asas Haperos V'Yaruf Makom She'eno Asas Haperos V'Yachaper Al Mi Sholi Nichol Asas Haperos. So my Peros Ilyam Aperi Yavirivya. We're saying that the expiation is because this person was killed and he wasn't able to have children. So let's say the person did have children. Let's say he wasn't, or let's say he wasn't ever able to have children. Well, what it means that loasa peros, that we're taking him down to a place which is barren, because what we're saying is that, you know, you cut this person's opportunity to produce peros, that is to say, the peros of mitzvos. So the second major point of the day. The first major point, again, we talked about in the context of all of society stopping for, you know, one murder, because it's such a threat to society. We have to drag out literally the zikanim, the ziknei ha'eda. The second, you know, major point that we see here is that the tragedy is that you prevented a person from continuing his life in the spiritual sense of the term, right? You know, every day is an opportunity for us to do another daf, for us to do more tzedakah, more chesed, more avodas Hashem. And what's going on here is that this person is deprived of that. So, mido sal nachle esan, esan kemashmo kasha, barren areas. How do I know that that's the meaning of esan? Shenemar, this is the top of Membavim and Beis, etan moshevecha v'sim basela kinecha. Okay, this is a pasuk about the family of Yisro, that they had strength. Omer shimu harim esriv Hashem, v'etanimos de'aretz. Could be in addition to that it's an aged area. Shenamar goy etanhu goy me olamhu. It's a nation that's been around forever. That again, third major point for the day. We look at this as a form of kachim hanaasim bachutz. It's a form of a carbon that's brought outside. So the areifa is brought from chatas ha'ov. Chatas ha'ov. Right, the pasuk says, "Umalako somi mul arpo," you decapitated from the back. Umakama asrim lizra milav. It's Rabbanan asher leyaved bavla yizareil la shavar devir Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yonas and Omer lahaba. We're talking about it's asr to do work from that point on. Rabbi Amar lahacha lahaba kuli amelo pligi. Everybody agrees that the area is forbidden from work going forward. Dechsev lo yizareya ki pligi l'shavar. Rabbi Yosef asr miksev lo yubad. Rabbi Yonas and miksev asher lo nevad. Okay, so there's a question as to whether it had to be an area that had never been used for work, but everybody agrees that you can't do any work there, any agricultural work going forward. Again, to really highlight this idea, that is a question of peros, of preventing people from involvement in mitzvos. But you could do non-agricultural work, to lay out flax or to do quarry work. Maybe you can't even do non-agricultural work. So we answer asher ibuyahu, that this is a riboy to other kinds of work. But again, it only includes agriculture work. So zikne ayir rochtzin yidei, ten rabban v'chol zikne ayir ahi akrovim el chalal, yir chatsu sedei amal egla arufa benachal, they literally have to wash their hands. Shein tamalom arufa, ma tamalom arufa, al makom arayfasa shal egla v'amru, they say, yadena lo shafchos adam azeb yinu lo ro, v'chiali beinu also shabazdin shofchim damim, you think these people are murderers, so how could they be rabbis? Alobala yadenu fatur below mizonus below renu vinachnu below levia. Tani had Reb Meir Omer kofin levia, that we force people to escort guests. Sheschar levia ein lashir. By the way, the Rambam paskins this way. Shenemar vayira shomer mishiotim in ha'ir vayomilu harenu nas mevo ha'ir v'asinu imchal chesed. Chsiv ayaremes mevo ha'ir uma chesed asuimo shekolosa ha'ir hargu lefi chara v'osa ish mishpachto shalchu. The very beginning of Sefer Shoftim tells the story of the capture of an impregnable Canaanite fortress, and somebody from outside the city showed them, we'll talk about how he showed them in just a moment, the entrance to the city to allow the Jewish people to conquer it. So they destroyed the whole city, he lived. So it was a city that became the capital of Tchelas, Hilus, Shabasan Cheriv lo Bilbala, Nebuchadnezzar lo Hechriva, Viach Malach Hamavis in lo Rishus, Lavor Ba. It's a city with immunity from Sancheriv, from Nebuchadnezzar, even from the Malach Hamavis. So, how do people die there? Elizakanim Shabab is Manchaditan Katalayim. When people begin to lose their cognitive function, Yotzin Chutz the Choma behem Mason, they would walk out of the city where the Malach Hamavis could operate. Velodvarim Kavachomer, Machnani Zah, Shalodiber b'fiv, he didn't even verbalize it. V'lo halach beraglav garam hatzalalo zararos of kaladaros. Misho salavia beraglav, a person who actually with his own body provides protection for somebody. Alachas kam v'chama. So b'mehir alahem, if he didn't speak, how was he able to show them the entrance of the city? Chizki amar b'fiv akam, he gestured with his mouth. Rabbi Yochanan amar be'etzva o hira lahem. So tani kevaster Rabbi Yochanan, b'shvil shekinani zeh, hira be'etzva o garam hatzalalo lazaro adsov kaladaros. So Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mahalich v'derech ve'inu levia yasok b'torah. If you're at risk because there's nobody to escort you, you can protect yourself with Torah. Shenemar ki levia aschenhim l'roshecha ve'anakim l'gargurosecha. Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi b'shul arba psio shaliva para le'avram. Shenemar v'yitzavalo parav anashim. Nishtabit b'banav arba me'oshana. Shenemar v'avadam v'inu osam. Paro granted, even when he was kicking Avram out of Mitzrayim, a little bit of escort. So he was rewarded for this. Arba meyoshan. Remember, Rav Yehuda Merav kol amalves chaver Abrahamos beir eno nizok. Ravina alavia l'rava bar Yitzchak dalaramos beir mat aliyade hezeka ve'itzel. Ravina was saved because he showed Rava this kavod. Tan Rabban and Harav l'talmid adibura shalir. A Rav should walk out his talmid to the boundary of the city. Chaver l'chaver at chum Shabbos. Go 2,000 amos outside of the city. Talmid l'Rav ein lo shir. You go with your Rebbe however long it takes. V'chamer v'sheshes ad parsa. That's connected Machane Yisrael over 5 miles. Rav Kana Ilvia L'Rav Simi Barashi Mifum Narad Beit Tzinisa De Babel. Himatu Hasam Le Vada Damiso Hani Tzinisa De Babel. The palm trees of Babel Mishnei Adam Harishon Isnehu. They've been around since the days of Adam Harishon. Amale Ad Karasam Milsadam Rav Yosi Rav Yechina Ma'idach Sev Ba'aretz Lo Avar Ba'ish V'lo Yeshiv Adam Ba'a V'chimiachar Shel Lo Avar. If no human being has ever been in this place, heichan yashav, how could it be settled? Ela eretz shagazor la'adam arishon lishuv liyishuv nishyashva. Eretz shalogazor la'adam arishon lo nishyashva. So Adam arishon had this great influence. He declared that certain places would be domesticated and others not. Rav Mordechai Ilvil Ravashi me'agroni avad be'kipi v'amilad be'dura v'amib yochanam yishur be'meir kol sheno malvel mislavek yilushov v'ichtamim. It's tantamount to murder because the roads were dangerous places. That Elisha had to leave a particular location by himself without an escort. They started heckling Elisha and calling him bald one, bald one. Right, go away because you've torn God from us. That they were, people of bad faith. So Tanan Arim Hayu Bizvu Atman Kiktanim. They conducted themselves as small children. So Maskal Rav Yosef Vadilma Shemekomna Miloksiv Aram Yatsu Gedudim Vayeshu Beretz Yisrael Nara Kitana Vikashila Nara Kitana. How could he be a Nara and a Kitana? It's Amra Padas Kitana. She was a Kitana Demina Neuran. She was from this place. So Hasam Lamafarish Mekoma Acha Mefurash Mekoma. And he says, no, in this case, it can't mean just a location because it's stated, Vayifan acharav, Vayareim, Vayikalim, B'shem Hashem. So Elisha cursed them, they died. Ma'ra, Ma'rav, Ra, Mamish. He looked, K'detaner, B'shingam, Li'olam, R'kol Makom, Shinasu, Chachamim, B'neim, Omisa, O Oni. That causes death or indigence. Shemol Amar, Ra, Shakulan, Nis'abra, Behen, Iman, B'yom HaKippurim. They were all conceived in the terrible Isser of a violation of Yom Kippur. V'bitzch Nafchamer, Blor, Isra, Lahen, Kemorim. He saw that they were like the Emori, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ra Shelo Haisa Ben Lachuches Shal Mitzvah, that they weren't involved in mitzvahs altogether. V'dilma Bezarayu Nihava Hava, but maybe that their generations would be involved in mitzvah. Amar Blazar Lo Bam Lo Bezaram Ad Sof Kol Hadoros, that Elisha felt comfortable taking them out, even though again there's something very sad about that, specifically because he knew that none of them were going to have any involvement in mitzvos. Again, very, very briefly, just 30 seconds, a quick review. The idea of getting the Sanhedrin involved, number one, is to demonstrate how significant the loss of even one human life is. That becomes a major issue. The place of Nachal Eitan, bringing it down to a place where you can't do any work, is because this person wasn't allowed to continue on with the spiritual work of his life. The Egla Arufa is a form of a karban. It's kachim and asim bachutz. That's why we learn the halachos explicitly from the context of kachim that take place. And then we discussed, I think very, very important, that it's not that the rabbis are, guilty of murder, but they didn't create a culture where human life was valued to the extent that people would have made sure that this traveler was escorted. And we learned about the significance of escorting guests, that not doing so is ke'ilu Shafach Damim. So God willing, we shall pick it up there tomorrow. Thank you to everybody for your kindness. We get started a little bit late, but we're able to accomplish everything that we set out to accomplish. Amir Tashem will pick it up from there tomorrow.